The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we think about 6 hours is our hope, but we will have to see. The prosecutor's office has told us they will inform the family before they inform the public for sure.
If you got that tipping scale, probable cause, it should go to a jury where it's transparent and we have a trial by jury. Why do we accept that when the police kill our children, we just going to have this grand jury proceeding and it's different from anything else? When our children dead on the ground, why can't we have the same process? Why you change the rules? Why you can't come and recommend charges right now based on the probable cause?
All right, there's where we start this edition of America Tonight. A lot of heated words. That was Benjamin Crump, who is, needless to say, not happy with what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. And along the way, we're going to talk about this, as we have been talking about it, looking at what seems to be getting ready to take place, not just in Ferguson, but in other places as well. And Crump, Attorney Crump, who has been in that position for a long time, says that he has never seen anything like this process. He is the Michael Brown family attorney, and he's been analyzing, of course, the grand jury deliberations, and as he mentioned there, the family will be notified before anybody else is notified as to what has happened because of the drama that's going on in Ferguson. And as I mentioned, this is one of the roads we'll be taking this short week here on America Tonight. It is Thanksgiving coming up at the tail end of the week. Later in the week, we'll have our biggest turkeys. In fact, on our next show, we'll have our biggest turkeys of the year. What 2014 was like, because we're coming up on the tail end of it. Hard to believe, isn't it? And boy, I have a list a mile long. I was doing it over the weekend, and I think I came up with probably too many. So start thinking about your biggest turkeys. And what happens in Ferguson in the next day, probably, because most believe that Monday is when this is going to be handed down, or not handed down. You know, they could. What the grand jury is deciding after these 4 months is whether or not there are a couple of months is whether or not there is enough evidence to charge Officer Darren Wilson with the crime of shooting and killing unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Emotions are high. The stakes are high. The drama is massive. You have the FBI on the ground. You have lots of law enforcement all over the place in Ferguson and surrounding areas. It's as though something even more horrific were happening, and that's exactly what they're trying to avoid. One of the things that's being discussed with the Justice Department is whether or not the Ferguson Police Department discriminates against minorities. Justice has already indicated they think there's evidence of bias, especially in traffic stops. They're also investigating Officer Wilson. Now, what is the threshold that you have to hit before any charges would be leveled? Well, the threshold is they have to determine, and this is the grand jury's plight too, whether Officer Wilson's decision to shoot Brown was unreasonable under the circumstances, and they have to find evidence that Officer Wilson intentionally violated Brown's civil rights because of race, in the case of justice, anyway, for that part. In the case of the grand jury, is there enough evidence? The Attorney General, who at the time was Eric Holder, and he is, I suppose, now until they find the replacement, went to Ferguson. If the grand jury decides not to indict the Justice Department's decision would be the final word on any kind of a criminal case. So there is one other shoe that could drop. One other shoe, and that is from the Justice Department, depending on what happens in Ferguson. So, and think about this. There has to be a, there has to be 9 votes on a 12-person grand jury in order to indict Wilson with a crime. 9 votes. Totally different process than a regular jury. So you're not deciding, as somebody wrote me an email over the weekend, and we'll get to the mailbags, certainly, but you're not deciding innocence versus guilt. It's a question of probable cause. Is there enough evidence to push this case to trial? So the grand jury is deciding that, period. That's it. And the grand jurors can ask questions, but it's very different from the actual being on an actual jury. They decide whether they want to continue, do they need more evidence, or they're considering everything, involuntary manslaughter all the way up to murder, because that's the other part of this. They could do involuntary manslaughter or no indictment. I'm starting to think that it's probably no indictment, and then the Justice Department will pursue their side of what they think they've uncovered in Ferguson, or what they are continuing to look into. Benjamin Crump, the attorney, says he's never seen anything like it with the way the grand jury is proceeding. He doesn't understand it, that this is such a struggle. And what is the tipping point? What is the tipping point? Crump says, why do we accept that when the police kill our children, we're just going to have this grand jury proceeding and have it be different from anything else? This is why, not just in Ferguson, but across the United States, there is a concern about what the backlash will be depending on what happens with the grand jury. Now, they could take this further, meaning if the grand jury wanted to, they could decide to keep going because there's been an extension that's been granted. And if they wanted to continue to go over the evidence and all of that, they certainly could do that. Certainly could. And let's hope what happens is not an excuse for violence. No matter what happens, to me, that would be the worst possible outcome. And why these poor people who have businesses up and down the main streets board them up, lose money, and then lose sleep and be concerned that things are going to explode and get worse is beyond me. Why would you do that to your own people? And then some would answer, well, that's because you get people coming in from out of town. It's not even the people who live in Ferguson. So needless to say, as I have said all the way through this, people are very much on edge, waiting and waiting and waiting and hurrying up and waiting, because they keep hearing that they're going to get a decision. The thought was it might come down on Sunday, but it's not looking that way. Perhaps Monday. Who knows? Many of you had that on your mind as the mailbox was full. We're going to check it next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
Did anybody nail the score? We'll find out at the tail end of this hour. And if you just tune in and say, what is she talking about, nailing the score? Nailing the score is a fun, cool thing that we do throughout the football season to lighten the load, to give away some loot here on America Tonight. When I say loot, by the way, I mean prizes. So at the tail end, usually, of our Wednesday into Thursday show, in our second hour, we do a little thing called Nail the Score. The game of the week is chosen by our master computer. Once it's chosen, you call in. You don't have to know anything about football, or you could love football. You pick a side and you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. We've had two winners in the past, Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont. Maybe you will be the next person to add your name to that list. This week, because of the holiday, we are doing it in our next show, in our second hour, last segment. So take note of that. Nail the score, next show, second hour, last segment. And good luck to everybody. It's always fun to try and nail the score. It's a crazy, wacky week in football once again. I can tell you so far, of all my picks, I was 11-2, just straight up picks, for what it's worth, which is nothing. That and $5 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks or something like that. With all the fancy schmancy stuff, you know, people walk out of there and they've got it where it's filled with cream, it's filled with whipped cream and everything else. All right. I promised that we would go to the mailbag, and that we will do. Let's hit the mailbag. You've got mail. Our guy's on strike. You've got mail. Or something like that. Anyway, this one from George, who says, Kate, I got to tell you, Ferguson, it's just nutty to me that not that people want to let their voices be heard, because I think that's always a good thing, but it's nutty to me that there's all this procedure ahead of time, almost egging people on. Do you get that feeling? I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but it just seems like there's drama overkill and whatever. And maybe some of that tension is being created by the idea of assuming that the people are going to go nuts over that. You know, it feels that way to me. I said I wouldn't want to be walking in the shoes of Governor Jay Nixon, though, because of what happened last time. So here's the scoop. If he really feels like, you know, if we have everybody on board, procedures of how to deal with this, then we're not going to have problems. Then if we have a couple of bad apples, or anarchists or crazy people who get into the middle of these crowds, we can probably pull them out of the crowd quickly, and then we don't have to go through what we went through last time. But it's not just in Ferguson, it's in other places. And, you know, they've made some arrests over the weekend ahead of the grand jury ruling. So, you know, maybe there is something to that. It certainly feels like, to me, it feels like how far do you go with it before you're stirring the pot, daring people, just come on in, come on down, because we are ready for you. You know, if I were in the shoes of the governor, though, I have to say I would rather err on the caution of being too cautious than get caught in the same position I was before. All right, other people have the same thoughts. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, this Ferguson deal, I think, is going to spread to some other cities in the United States. And, of course, there's racist cops. Of course, there's great cops, too. It's certainly, as in any business or in any kind of a culture, you have every side of life, don't you think? I think it's a shame that we're still having these old arguments, though, and we can't figure out a way to get this right or at least do a better job. Last time it was ridiculous, some of the things that the police did to the people, and vice versa, the idiots in the crowds who just looted places and vandalized them, hoodlums, bad guys, gangsters, whatever. They need to get those people. That's the fact of the matter, instead of letting the innocent people get trampled in the middle of it. Well, then that goes to better to be safe than sorry, and having the National Guard on hand and having the FBI and having as many people as possible is the right way to go, is exactly what you're saying there then. I'm going to do one more on this one, and this is from Dan I Am. Hi, Kate. Not to be confused with your pal Dan in Texas, although I think his jokes are very funny, but this is a different Dan. I've been listening to the show for a long time now. I like the offerings. I have to say that some of the people, though, are over the top when it comes to talking about Ferguson and this grand jury decision and how it's going to stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. I wonder if the grand jury is just so petrified about making the wrong decision or about being responsible for lighting the fuse, even though that's not their job and it shouldn't be what they're thinking about. I wonder if this is playing a part in it for some of the people on this grand jury. Well, I think the people on the grand jury, of course, realize the significance of it and what the underlying tones are, and just taking it on face value of forget the whole race thing. You have an unarmed 18-year-old and you have a cop. Cop shoots and kills 18-year-old, pumps a lot of bullets into him. So what happened in the in-between? What was the 18-year-old doing that forced the cop to do what he did? And we'll just keep their names aside for a second, Michael Brown and Darren Wilson, could be anyone. And just looking at the evidence, what are they trying to see? Was it involuntary manslaughter? Was it murder? Was it not enough to charge and move on with that? And that's it, pretty much. That's what they're looking at. They can consider that. Could be first-degree murder. Could do that. And the prosecutor's office is not making a specific recommendation about the charges, but would have given the jurors a range of charges to consider. What are they going to do? They're not meeting this weekend. They're going to reconvene on Monday. Are they going to have something on Monday? or no, does this get kicked into another day, which it easily could be. The reading the tea leaves on that, there's no way to know. They could even drag it out further than that. But if they know what their, if their mind is made up and they know what they've looked at over and over and over again, because this has been a long grand jury, that certainly could happen. I think it happens this week. I really, really, really do. Something different. This one from Allison, who says, Kate, you seem pretty pumped up about the Pope coming to Philadelphia last week when they announced that the Pope was going to Philly. And I have to say, I don't know, I'm not a Pope person, but I do think it's kind of cool. There is something about this Pope Francis that's different from the other stiffs that seem to wear the outfit coming out of Vatican land. Yeah, Pope Francis, I think he tries. I think he tries to be human and not above the fray and, you know, reaches out to the poor people in the street and does all the things that the guards around him freak out about. I don't know. I think it's cool that he's coming to the United States. Why not? Usually people get excited about that, and if it's a happy moment and it brings some joy, then I'm all about that, man. For all the negative that looms over the city of brotherly love and all the accusations and all the nonsense about throwing snowballs at Santa Claus, if it brings joy and happiness, then I'm right on board with that, right? How about this one? This one from Dougie, who says, Kate, you would not believe the nonsense that I've gone through here in Buffalo. The amount of snow, I don't even want to tell you, but I could probably shovel rings around your boys in Minneapolis. I heard them talking about shoveling. It's ridiculous how much I've shoveled. I'm lucky my back is not cut right in half. I mean, we're talking about 7 feet of snow. Nobody wants to wake up over the weekend and think about shoveling. In fact, my neighbors got together and we all sort of helped each other out. It was just that bad. Yeah, you know what I wonder, too, when the temperatures are getting higher, now you're starting to see the floods, because you know what that means? That means in western New York, you better be getting out those sandbags. All that snow turns into water, and that's the next thing that everybody has to deal with. And they're saying there's a flood warning Sunday through Monday afternoon. You know, the Buffalo, like I was saying, Philly is the city of brotherly love. Buffalo's nickname is the city of good neighbors. I like that. The city of good neighbors, helping each other out because, you know, doing the shovel thing. They were calling them shovel brigades because there were so many roofs that collapsed and other things that happened with that amount of snow. Ugh. The thought of digging out of that amount of snow doesn't sound like fun to me. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the sports doctor. Wait till you hear what he has to say. You know, we've got that whole football thing coming up about injuries and kids especially. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here it is, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. What type of fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
We talk about weekend warriors all the time here on America Tonight. You know, we do our nail the score thing, which, of course, that's professional athletes in the NFL. But we also talk about all of you that are in this scenario where you're out thinking that you can conquer the world and you're a little maybe out of shape and you're out there playing tennis and doing other things where you're going for it. And I understand that because that's how I roll. But then you start to sprain your knees or you sprain your ankles, have problems with your knees, that kind of stuff. So when I was in New York and I was at the National Publicity Summit, I ran into a cool guy, the sports doctor, Dr. Robert Weil, and he is with us now in our virtual green room. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to join you.
So the weekend warrior thing, do you see a lot of that in your practice, people who are just going for it and they maybe don't stretch or do things that could possibly help them out before they decide to conquer the world?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a common scenario. There's no doubt about it that the fitness and being in better shape, feeling better, all are important things to all of us, whether someone's a walker, whether they're a jogger, whether they're playing golf, whatever it happens to be. And sometimes we look at what we call the terrible twos, which is either too much or too soon or too aggressive. So we tell people to, first of all, get a physical before they start a particular physical activity. You know, I'm a sports podiatrist. The sports doctor is all about everything from, gosh, from feet to concussions to wellness to all sorts of areas of sports medicine. And many times we'll see that the so-called weekend warrior is one of our common definitions of people who might be looking to stay active. And, you know, the feet affect everything else. So sometimes we'll see even being in the proper shoes is important, paying attention to, again, how aggressive you are, being realistic. All of these things, Kate, make sense.
Yeah, I love that, the terrible twos. And, you know, I think, Doc, honestly, a lot of people, it's funny, you know, you talk about the feet. I think a lot of people ignore that. Sometimes they go for a cheaper shoe or it doesn't quite fit them, but they like the way it looks. I see this with a lot of guys. Have you seen that when people come in? Is that one of the things you ask them about? What kind of shoes are they wearing?
Oh, absolutely.
That kind of stuff?
One of my most popular articles on sportsdoctorradio.com is high heels and accepting the challenge. We talk a lot about whether it's dress shoes to the proper sports shoe. And absolutely the last thing you want to be looking to scrimp money on is being in the right shoe and the best shoe for you. You might have high arches. Somebody else might have flat feet. Somebody else might have bunions. Somebody else might have inherited other kinds of foot concerns. And believe it or not, about 7 or 8 out of 10 people are not fit properly, even serious athletes. So number one, you want to know what's the best fit in the shoe for you, what makes sense for your particular foot type, and you want to be fit properly, and then you can head out the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you talk about high heels and women. What happens with a lifetime of wearing high heels for a long length of time?
Great question. You know, the article where I quote Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, where she said, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I don't know if I would have worn all those heels on the show. although a year later, she started her own high heel company. So that took care of that advice. But the heels change the mechanics of the whole body, Kate. So whether it is jamming the ball of the foot in the shoe, which most women are familiar with, especially if they've got corner callus or nail problems, and getting into something that's pointy-toed and loading the front of the foot can be its own problem. But also, as you raise those heels, there have been studies that have shown that once you get to an inch and a half or a two-inch heel, you're really changing stresses also to the knees and low back. So what we recommend is, number one, make sure you've got enough toe room. Try to be sensible. Alternate the heel heights. There have been cases we've seen, Kate, where a woman, again, might be in her 40s, and she's been wearing the same height heels for 20 years. She starts getting active. She wonders why her Achilles tendons and her calves are hurting her, because she's actually shortened those muscles from being in a heel for years and years and years. So we recommend do some variety. Try to stay away from something that's too stiletto-like, because we see ankle problems, et cetera. But, of course, you know, high heels, mostly designed by men who don't have to wear them. And this is a serious problem, especially if you've got foot concerns to begin with. But there's no doubt about it, you are creating different kinds of postural stresses. So we tell people, let's be realistic, let's strengthen your feet and ankles, let's wear a shoe that gives you the toe room, let's try to do some postural exercise. I mean, you don't have to train like an athlete if you wear a lot of heels, but a lot of patients I see who are very active, successful women who might be models, mm-hmm. and other people in those types of industries, you better believe they're training to wear those kinds of shoes, because it ain't easy. Especially if you're dancing with the stars on those shoes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
All right, what fun. We're talking to the sports doctor, and he's in Chicago, one of my favorite cities. But in Chicago and elsewhere, there's big concern over head injuries and concussions and football. I mean, I am a rabid football fan, but it scares me. I flew with the Cowboys, covered professional teams, and I saw those things happening to people I became friendly with, professional athletes.
No, it's a nightmare, Kate. Again, and people can check my show out. I'm on 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on Wednesday on HealthyLife.net, and the show is called The Sports Doctor. I'm a foot specialist, but we pay a lot of attention to what you're talking about. Another one of my popular articles, you're not going to like it as a football fan, but it's called Football is Unsafe at Any Age. And that's the reality. We're only now beginning to see some of these long-time horrendous effects with some of these retired players. He was a patient of mine. I knew him well, Dave Duerson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of the catastrophes with the head injuries. And this is a very good, there's no way to not slam the head around in a collision sport like football. I mean, concussions are possible in all sports, Kate. You could slide into second base. You could fall off a bike. Children can get hurt. They can have a concussion. It's the repetitive micro concussions and trauma from slamming that head around, that's the real concern. And the question then is, with parents asking, what about my kids in Pop Warner or in high school football? And I'm telling you, I don't know what we're going to do about this game. It's one thing if you're going to be a gladiator and you're going to be paid millions of dollars, you're in the professional leagues,
right,
and you know what this is about, and we still don't know what it's about. I also saw Jim McMahon was a famous patient of mine who was on the front cover of Sports Illustrated a year and a half ago with those concerns. So the body can't handle that kind of violence, especially the head, and it's a crapshoot. So it's a big problem because it is our most popular sport by far, and, you know, high school Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you in changing this. But if a parent asks me, in my opinion, and we feature a lot of people who have been in this world, whether they're neuroscientists I've had on the radio show, Kate, whether they are parents, the sports doctor, we pay a lot of attention to a topic I call parenting the child athlete, where, again, you know, my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating champion from here in Illinois, the Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates.
Mm.
And the role of orthotics to properly balance the foot and stability on the ground is something that sports podiatry is really, really all about. But the concussion issue, the helmet's not the answer because it's become a weapon. And even if they come up with sensors, for example, let alone heads-up football, which is you know, off the walls trying to take the head out of the game, it's impossible to take the head out of the game. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge to see what we're going to do about this. It's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is a conundrum. You even saw the other day, LeBron James said, "I would, you know, basketball star, I would never have my kids, my boys in football."
Yeah. Well, this is what I tell parents, and I remember my son who played multiple sports, and he also, you know, was enamored with football. And I said, you know, Adam, if you're interested in other sports, I sure wouldn't add football. It's so physical. Now, all of us are very familiar, Kate, with the, you know, guys had 3 knee replacements and 5 ankle surgeries and 12 shoulder surgeries, and we see this every day. Looking at the injury list in pro football is like it's like a war zone. But I don't think anybody ever expected the kind of head concerns and the brain trauma concerns that we're seeing, and there's just no way around it. And this is why it's a huge topic. But it's also a PR scenario with the mighty, mighty, mighty National Football League. There's no doubt about it. So as a fan, as parents, if it's the kid's real super goal and all of these things, this is all understandable, but it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. All right, Dr. Mr. Sports Doctor, you are fabulous. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
I hope so, too. And you're going to be joining me on the Sports Doctor, I think, in December. So are you the Sports Princess?
I am the Sports Princess.
I knew you were. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, and thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank you for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Shotgun, Griffin standing, and Justin Smith got him. The ball fumbled, grabbed by Ahmad Brooks, and he's down at the 7-yard line, and the 49ers will survive again.
Blitz being shown, passes away, Allen's got it. Hook of his arm, 25-20, 15, breaks the tackle, there he goes, Keenan Allen, touchdown, San Diego, retribution is a beautiful thing. Keenan Allen, a bad day today, it all gets vaporized as he runs in from 29.
Takes it 5 yards deep. He's out to the far. To the 10. Cuts back at the 15 to the 20. 25-30. 35-40. He's free. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. The 10. He is in for the touchdown. Coast to coast. Short hump.
With LaFell split to the right for Brady from the gut. Quarterback with the left foot forward has the snap. Tom stands it. Moves up. Throws to a wide open kick. Left side of the end zone. Second touchdown for the Patriots.
Mitchell from the gun. Throws pass deflected. Intercepted T.J. Ward. Ward's inside the 40. Inside the 35. Heads to the Broncos sideline. 30. 25. Pulls away from the tackler. Inside the 15. Inside the 10.
5 seconds left of the game. Yacht will snap it. Punt is ready. Snap back. Ball down. Kick is up. On the way. It is up. It is good. Billy Cundiff Richard at the buzzer. And the Browns have won in Atlanta. 26-24.
Well, a great comeback from a hole they shouldn't have been in.
Manning on play says. Rolls right, throws deep ball down the right side. The jump ball, Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
Just throw it up to Odell Beckham Jr.
Second down, a short two. Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle. Pumps, looking right, looking left. Standing. Throwing it in the end zone. Touchdown. Des Bryant.
As always, terrific job, Matt Johnson, on his highlights. Really great job. Dallas, finishing with Dallas, the Sunday night game. Man, you had people in New York that were dancing on the pin, and then you had people in Dallas that were biting their nails, and Dallas pulls it out 31-28. Significant because, as I've said, I think almost from the start of this show when we were talking about nailing the score, that Dallas game against Philadelphia on Thanksgiving would be giant, and it is because they're both in first place, the Cowboys and the Eagles winning their games in the NFC East, and, you know, could there be two teams that hate each other more? It's going to take place in Dallas, and there are rabid fans on all sides of this one. And another crazy, crazy, crazy day in the world of football. There were some obvious things that happened, like Indy spanking Jacksonville. You would think that would happen, so okay. But then you had, for example, Seattle and Arizona. Arizona have been like world beaters, but boy, there was a lot of blunders, bloops, and misses, and Seattle took advantage, so they closed that deal 19-3. And then San Diego, St. Louis, I thought for sure was going to take this one, and then they basically gave it away at the end to San Diego, but they'll take it for sure. They closed the deal 27-24, and, you know, you had New England roll over Detroit 34-9. I would think you would think that would happen. Philly rolled over Tennessee 43-24. But man, the finish of that Cleveland Atlanta game. Cleveland wins that 26-24, and that was a crazy wild finish. Anybody who had any do-re-mi, as our friend Brandon Lang would say on this one, they were really sweating it out. And of course, it would also depend on what side of the ball they were on, and a field goal made the difference there. In the waning seconds, the Browns pull away. Bobby Hoyer overcomes three interceptions, and the Browns won on a foot, a last-second field goal. And so the Browns are in this incredible position right now where they are 7-4 with that win. Matt, you obviously were paying attention. You were watching it, and we say it every single week. It would not be a cliche, but on any given Sunday, craziness ensues. And there were some obvious things that unfolded that did, but then there were some things you didn't expect that happened.
Yeah, definitely. I think going back to that Atlanta game, one, I don't know how Mike Smith is going to keep his job after this year, because he was taking timeouts basically for the Browns that allowed the Browns to score. And then if you look at the NFC South as a whole, the Falcons and the Saints, or wait, the Saints are 4-6, so they're technically in first place because they haven't played. They play tomorrow night. But that's the first place team in the NFC South. That is just a horrible division right now.
No kidding. 4-6, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's nutty. I mean, and New Orleans has been like that, where it's not what you expected at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you have a couple different teams that I think have established themselves. I think the Patriots are definitely the best team in the league right now. And the Cardinals are a close second, but without a starting quarterback, that's probably going to be the downfall of this team. And you might see them start to rack up a couple losses here coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that we were talking about Seattle and Arizona. Arizona is still on top because they massed so many wins at 9-2 in the NFC West, right? But you have San Francisco and Seattle both at 7-4. And you talked about the South, New Orleans 4-6, Atlanta 4-7. That is insane. Of all the divisions, if you look at the breakdown, that is absolutely, like you said, stunning. It is absolutely the worst. I mean, every other division, you have a leader with at least 7 wins, not 4.
Yeah. Another thing, too, that Sunday night game, that was two crazy plays, I thought. The one, the Beckham catch, which will go down as probably one of the best catches ever in the history of the football, of pro football. And then also that last play where Tony Romo had about 10, it was like 8 seconds of just standing in the pocket trying to find someone to get open. And
I know.
You can't cover Dez Bryant for that long. He's one of the best receivers in the league. And ends up, you know, winning the game. And so a lot of water being doused on the Romo haters, I guess.
Oh, I think so, too. I said that as soon as I saw that, I said to my husband, who's a huge Cowboy fan, wow, he just finally got that tag off his back by making the kind of play that he made. Because the Cowboys rallied from 11 down to stop the Giants. They were not really even looking very good in this game, and they were able to whip it around in the second half, and that comeback is huge. And Dez Bryant, who's looking for a contract and has been whining about it, is just upping the ante, I think. I can't imagine they wouldn't give it to him, but Romo throwing those two touchdown passes to Bryant and the winner, as Matt is saying, where he had that time and he looked and looked and looked and looked, 13 yards. You had 101 on the clock when that happened. I mean, just, again, just amazing. And the calmness, I guess, and the way that they were able to slice a very bad team, because let's face it, the Giants aren't world beaters, but they looked good in this game, and that's the bottom line there. So another strange week in the NFL. And remember, we're going to have Nail the Score coming up on our next show. So your chance to maybe lay claim to prizes, because the game of the week, the Seattle-Arizona game, ended up, I mentioned the score, Seattle beating Arizona 19-3. Nobody was close. I think we had altogether 15 people in that one segment between the emails and then on the air. Nobody came closest. My guess was Seattle 27-24. Matt said the Cardinals 20-16, just to give you an example. And Grimm had Seattle just crushing them 42-27, not even close to that. I mean, nowhere close to it. And then the same with pretty much anyone else who weighed in. Nobody had anywhere near what the ultimate score was, 19-3. That's why it's tough. It seems like it would be a lot easier, but it's not as easy as it looks. And then, you know, we were talking about New Orleans earlier. How about this? New Orleans Saints owner Tom Benson pledging $11 million to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's the largest donation contribution by any individual in the Hall's 51-year history. $10 million toward renovating Fawcett Stadium, which will be renamed Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. You think? You think there was a reason for this? Also, another $1 million to the Hall of Fame's Legends Landing Program. It's a new mixed-use residence that includes room for retired players and Hall of Fame players. How about that? When you have that kind of money, just spread it around. Thanks for listening.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.